Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, September 29th. Coming up, a University of Illinois student was suspended after spray painting the word divest onto a campus building last semester. We'll ask him why he did it and take a look at the climate for pro-Palestinian activism on campus. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A former student at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, is now prohibited from coming onto campus after he vandalized Follinger Auditorium last semester. Adam Ahmed was a Palestinian in his junior year when he spray-painted the word divest onto the building last semester. He says the goal was to urge administrators to withdraw investments in the State of Israel and companies supporting the country's siege of Gaza.
It comes down to a question of human rights and ethics. How can this university continue to invest in something that it knows is not only a genocide, but is a genocide that has killed family members of its own students?
Ahmed was arrested and faced state charges. He says the U of I suspended him and gave him 2 days to pay for the damages to re-enroll as a student. Ahmed says the school didn't give him enough time and feels as though he was expelled. A U of I spokesperson says the school does not expel any students, but it can suspend opportunities to re-enroll. The Fighting Illini capped off homecoming with a nail-biter of a win against USC on Saturday afternoon. Illinois beat the Trojans 34-32. IPM's Jonathan Matthew has more.
The Illini and the Trojans were battling all game. Senior quarterback Luke Altmaier threw a 65-yard touchdown for Illinois in the third quarter. But after a costly turnover, USC regained the lead with less than 2 minutes on the clock. Illinois was able to get down the field and put junior kicker David Olano in position to win the game with a 41-yard field goal. Illinois head coach Brett Bielema had high praises for Olano.
He just doesn't miss in those moments, right? And you know, the part that was awesome during the course of the week, he's really the first kicker that I kind of let him call his shot, right? And where do you want to put it? And he's always usually stressing himself pretty hard, but he loves that left middle spot. And to have that play out, to have it show up, and then have it, there was no doubt in my mind that thing was going through it.
Illinois is now 4-1 and 1-1 in conference play, handing USC its first loss of the season. Next Saturday, the Illini are traveling to West Lafayette, Indiana to take on the Purdue Boilermakers. This is Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
A celebration of African American music history took place yesterday at Skelton Park in Champaign. IPM Student Newsroom's Juliana Means has more about the unveiling of a tribute wall honoring 94 black artists dating back to the 1890s.
An installation celebrating local jazz, hip-hop, and gospel artists was revealed in an event featuring performances by some of the artists featured on the wall. Robert White, trail manager for Champaign County African American Heritage Trail, says it took a year to complete the project.
We wanted to do more than just talk about it. We wanted something that will be here for a lifetime and impact the community from the younger generation to old.
This tribute wall is part of a bigger project of the Heritage Trail, which now has over 24 trail markers in Champaign-Urbana, all of which aim to educate people about largely unrecognized histories. I'm Juliana Means, IPM News.
A new tool from the federal government will bring together data on drought and flooding in the Mississippi River Basin. A coalition of mayors along the river unveiled the new dashboard in Minneapolis earlier this month. Cape Girardeau, Missouri Mayor Stacy Kinder says this year disasters have had serious impacts.
Spring and summer this year have brought renewed challenges to our corridor in the mid-Mississippi River. That area sustained record spring rainfall, ending with 6 out of 10 Mississippi River states now experiencing drought.
The mayors say this new tool will help cities prepare for coming extreme weather. The dashboard shows large parts of the Great Plains and Lower Midwest are currently experiencing historically dry soil conditions. Still to come, a University of Illinois student was suspended after spray painting the word divest onto a campus building last semester. We'll ask him why he did it and take a look at the climate for pro-Palestinian activism on campus. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 92 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 59 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 88 degrees, a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 55 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 85 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, ocean explorer Annie Crawley. Born and raised in Chicago, now she makes her living and her life underwater. Her new documentary follows a group of people working to save sharks from illegal fishing in the Pacific Ocean. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A student at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign was suspended this year after he vandalized a building on campus this spring. The student says he was protesting the university's investments in companies supporting Israel's military operations in Gaza. This isn't the first time pro-Palestinian activism has come under fire at the university. And as IPM's May Ansar reports, community members say the school's actions are having a chilling effect on student voices.
Last semester, Adam Ahmed was a Palestinian junior at the U of I studying chemistry. He was growing frustrated with the school's response to calls for divestment.
The university has ignored every call from its student body to divest, to engage with its students.
According to data from the 2023 fiscal year, the university has millions of dollars invested in various companies tied to Israel's military and over $160,000 in the country itself. Administrators have not answered questions from IPM News in the past about its investment portfolio. Ahmed's frustration came to a head in April when the late conservative activist Charlie Kirk came to campus. Ahmed was appalled.
It is dehumanization of Palestinians. It's just completely unjustified.
The morning before Kirk's arrival, Ahmed was motivated to act.
I spray painted the word divest onto Bollinger Auditorium in protest of the university's complicity with its investments in genocide.
Shortly after, the school's police department arrested Ahmed. He was taken to the Champaign County Jail and faced state charges. He says towards the end of the summer break, the university notified him he was being suspended and that he could re-enroll if he paid a fine for the damages he caused. But Ahmed said he was only given 2 business days to complete that request and feels as though the university essentially expelled him. He says it was an unjust and overly harsh step for the university to cut off his education. In a statement, a university spokesperson says students can be penalized under the policy on disciplinary procedures. And the school's new chancellor, Charles Isbell, has said the school wants to create a safe space for everyone to express their views. But news on the suspension comes at a difficult time for public demonstrations on college campuses, even before Charlie Kirk was shot and killed in Utah earlier this month. Several community members say the U of I is unfairly targeting pro-Palestinian protesters. In the spring, a National Muslim Civil Rights group said the school is one of 28 campuses it considers hostile to voices speaking against the war in Gaza. Mariam Hassan is with the Council on American Islamic Relations. She says the U of I is particularly harsh on the movement compared to other schools on the list.
We want to report these campus environments so that the public knows, parents and students and families know which campuses are hostile to free speech, free expression, protesters against genocide.
Hassan says the list is based on a variety of factors, including how administrators react to demonstrations and what legal actions are taken to discipline students who protest. Those concerns come into play when the U of I responded to the pro-Palestinian encampment that formed on campus in May last year. Protesters camped out on the quad and demanded the university divest its holdings and companies involved with Israel's siege in Gaza. Following the encampment, university police worked with local prosecutors to charge 8 protesters with mob action felonies. All of those cases have since been resolved, with most of the defendants taking plea deals. Ahmed said that's why he chose to vandalize Folinger. He says the school is repressing voices on campus instead of letting students be heard. IPM News reached out to Jewish student groups to ask whether they feel their voices are being heard on campus. Here's what Samantha Levy with Illini Hillel had to say.
My hope as a Jewish student leader is that all Jewish students should feel free and be safe to express their Jewish identities, including their relationship to Israel.
She declined to provide further comment on the subject. Ahmed says the cause is also personal to him. He and other students have lost family members due to Israel's military strikes. An organizer with Students for Justice in Palestine who chose to remain anonymous out of fear for her safety says she was disappointed to learn Ahmed was suspended.
It's clear that the university is trying to just make an example out of him to scare us into, like, to stop talking about Palestine and just to not speak out against morally corrupt things that the university is doing.
While Ahmed says his education was cut short, he isn't worried about his future because he knows he's not alone.
I'm reminded that this isn't a small movement. This is an international movement across campuses in the United States, Canada, and Europe, as well as everywhere else where a lot of students are facing similar forms of repression and similar forms of overcriminalization.
The University of Illinois declined to comment on the specifics of his case. Ahmed is now prohibited from coming onto campus, but he says he'll continue fighting for Palestinian voices to be heard. May Antar, IPM News.
That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Jonathan Matthew, Juliana Means, and Kate Grumke. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.